You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Visually impaired rugby was established as a sport 10 years ago. But how easy is it to play and is it exciting to watch? Joining me now is visually impaired rugby player Aaron Fowler. Aaron, welcome into RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello, thank you very much for having me.
Well, Aaron, how long have you been playing visually impaired rugby? How did you get started?
So I started playing visually impaired rugby back in 2019. I first came across the sport in about 2016. So the sport was established in 2015. Unfortunately, at the time, due to work commitments, I wasn't able to attend. Then in 2019, I was in a situation where, you know, I was able to make it. So went along to my first training session that was held in Twickenham. There was probably about five other players there at the time, I think. And yeah, just you know, really enjoyed it. Loved the people that I met. And then I've always been a really big rugby fan. Obviously, rugby isn't the easiest game to play when you've got sight loss in terms of, you know, sort of contact rugby. However, visually impaired rugby is a touch version of the game. And I fell in love with it straight away, and I've been coming back ever since.
And how's the visually impaired game different to other forms of rugby that people may be more familiar with?
So visually impaired rugby is a seven-a-side touch version of the game. So a tackle is made by a one-handed touch to the body. There's seven players on each side. Our pitch is about three quarters the size of a full-size rugby pitch. If anyone's familiar with rugby league, in our game, a bit like in rugby league, when you get tackled, you have to put the ball down between your legs. There's no kicking in our game either, in terms of you can't kick the ball out of hand. What was the other thing I was going to mention? And a bit like in rugby league, after six tackles, if you haven't scored a try, then the ball gets turned over, so the ball gets given to the opposition. Other than that, scrums on lineouts are uncontested. But other than that, it's you know, just sort of a game of rugby as you or I would know it.
And your skills, Aaron, had led you to playing for the England visually impaired rugby team. How does that feel? It must be incredible.
Yeah, it's been amazing. As I say, I've always been a big rugby fan. So I've been going to watch Harlequins since the age of about seven. Used to be a season ticket holder there. You know, been to watch England play dozens of times. So I've always loved the sport. But like I say, you know, when I was younger, it was a sport that wasn't the easiest to play with sight loss. However, when the opportunity came up in 2019 to go out to Japan with the England team, it was, you know, an opportunity I never thought I'd get. We were really fortunate to go and play a three-match series out there. And then following on from that, we've then had, you know, tournaments in France. We've been over to Ireland to play. And then we had an international tournament in England back in November, which was the first time we've held an international tournament over here. So I think I've now played, you know, there's been 12 England games. I've played all 12 games for the England side so far. There's four of us that are in that position. And yeah, it's incredible. You know, like I say, I've always loved rugby, and having the chance to play has been phenomenal. I never thought I'd get the chance to, you know, travel to other countries to play rugby for England. So it's been amazing.
And as you say, you've played across the world, participating in games and tournaments in Europe and Asia. How big is visually impaired rugby outside of the UK?
So at the moment, visually impaired rugby is played in about seven countries. It's really thriving in England, Ireland and Japan. There is a team in Wales, so Cardiff have a team, and we're hoping to help, you know, sort of try and grow the game within Wales as well. It's been played, so France have a team, New Zealand have a team. It's been played a little bit in Italy as well. Our goal, so as you mentioned earlier, you know, it's now 10 years since the sport was established. And our goal now is to really grow the game both domestically and internationally. So we've got a lot going on this year and beyond, where we're looking to work with the other nations to, you know, really formalise the rules for the game, and then also establish more teams within the UK to, you know, build up a player pool and just really keep spreading word of the sport. Because, you know, we've been very fortunate with the opportunities we've had. Everyone that's tried this game has, you know, enjoyed it. So I think it's a sport that has massive potential going forward.
And what's the game itself like to play? What skills make for a good player in the visually impaired game?
The sport is very fast, I think, compared to other visually impaired sports. I think I'd probably say rugby is probably the quickest, to be honest, in terms of the pace of it. You know, a lot of our players are very fit. So fitness and speed is one. Having good hand-eye coordination, good communication skills, because when you're playing any VI sport, your communication with other people who have sight loss is incredibly important. I'd say having an understanding of the game, but equally no prior experience is required either. Having been agile, one thing in touch rugby, obviously you don't want to get touched by a player, so having the ability to weave in and out of people is very useful. But equally, the game is for anyone. We've got some players who are in their 50s, and our youngest players are sort of around 18, 19. So it's for men and women as well. So no matter what, if you're not the fastest player on the pitch, like you'll play more in the centre of the pitch. So there's a position for everyone, regardless of your previous level of experience and your skill ability.
And who plays visually impaired rugby? What sort of people make up the squads?
So the sport is open to anyone. I'd say most players are sort of B2 to B4, but the game really is for anyone. It's for men and women. It's for any age. Like I say, our youngest players at the moment are around 18, 19, but we have players in their 50s who are still playing. Our team as well is made up of, we've got a couple of guys who have played rugby to a fairly decent level when they were younger, maybe before they lost their sight. Some people that have never played rugby before until they played vision impaired rugby. So, everyone is, of a very different backgrounds, and I think that's what's great about it. One thing I think for me as well that, I've played a lot of other vision impaired sports, but one thing I think that's stood out for me with rugby is the support as well. It's not just about getting together and playing rugby. It's also about, making friends and kind of sharing, experiences, whether that just be life in general or things that people are struggling with around their sight loss. And, we'll usually go into the clubhouse for a drink after. And, it's social as well as, as well as playing sport. It's been a really good community to get involved with. So, yeah, that's another reason I'd recommend it.
And what's next for you, Aaron? What would you like to achieve in the sports?
So now the sport was established by the Change Foundation, who are a charity based in Croydon. Last year, myself and two of my teammates started working with the Change Foundation because we were really keen to, kind of do more and really help grow it, both domestically and internationally. So the plan for this year will be to hold a tournament, hopefully in October, where we'll have a London-based team and a Manchester-based team, along with a team from Cardiff, and we'll invite Old Wesley Rugby Club, which is the team in Ireland, to come over and play. So we're hoping we can have a four-team tournament, probably at Sutton and Epsom Club in October. We're then hoping to continue to attract more players, go along to, so British Blind Sport quite often do sort of have a go day, so we like to be have a presence there, have a stall at Sight Village, try and put on some sessions with local sight loss charities as well. So at the moment our training sessions are in Manchester and London, but I appreciate that that's quite a long way for some people to travel. So if we can put on more sessions locally, it gives more people a chance to try the game. And then there's now a group of about eight of us players who are working with the Change Foundation. We're forming a kind of a group to really help lead the game and grow the game both domestically and internationally as well. So over the next, like I say, next couple of years, that's the plan, is to get set up in new countries and keep growing the game in the UK too.
And you mentioned that the UK's first visually impaired rugby tournament was held back in November. How important are events like the one in Epsom to raise awareness of the game here in the UK?
I think they're incredibly important. It took, 9 years for us to get to the stage where we could hold the first international tournament, that's been held in England. Obviously, COVID's, played a part in that. But, we were able to get some fairly decent media attention around it through sort of local newspapers. Some of the guys, went on local, news channels as well. People can follow in our social media pages on Instagram at VI Rugby. So all of these things, help. Obviously, having a tournament in England, we were able to get a good crowds down. So lots of friends and family and people from Sutton and Epsom Rugby Club coming to watch. When someone sees the sport for the first time, they can then obviously help spread word by telling other people about, what they've been to see. And like I say, the feedback we've had from everyone has been, fantastic. And we've had some other great opportunities. So last month we were invited to go and train with the GB Rugby Sevens team, for example. And that was a phenomenal experience, to be able to train alongside some professional players and to learn from them is amazing. So yeah, all of these opportunities have been fantastic in helping us grow the game so far.
And if someone listening is interested in giving visually impaired rugby a go, where's the best place to start?
I would say the best place to start would be to either visit our Instagram or Facebook page, which is at VI Rugby, or you can also contact the Change Foundation. They would be the best places to start, and then we can obviously signpost, depending where in the country you live, whether it's near London, Manchester, or Cardiff, and we can help direct you as to who runs those sessions and help get you along.
Visually impaired rugby player and England's international Aaron Fowler. Thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.